this is Dr. Tracy Marks, and welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2009. With Thanksgiving coming up next week, I thought I'd focus on being thankful. So today's topic is how being thankful is good for the soul. Showing your gratitude can be a great way to spread positive feelings in the world around you. When you think about it, reaching your goals starts with a single positive thought. How do you feel when someone sincerely expresses his or her gratitude to you for something you did? Doesn't it make you feel good about yourself? These positive feelings can lift you up, boost your enthusiasm, and motivate you to achieve even more. Feeling grateful for what you have can produce the same good feelings and sustain your drive toward your goals. Here are some of the benefits of being thankful. Number one, reaching your goals. When you feel grateful, it tends to be a lasting and selfless feeling. It's much more than just a momentary burst of positive energy. It has staying power that will provide a great boost for you to reach your goals. When you express your gratitude to others, ensure that you're open and expressive. People don't know what you're thinking, so hearing it can make all the difference. Number two, strengthened relationships. There are many ways you can express your gratitude to loved ones, including saying thank you, writing a letter, or giving them a thoughtful gift. When you learn to avoid taking your loved ones for granted, you'll have a long-lasting and loving relationship. Showing gratitude is a two-way street. Learn how to effectively express your gratitude and how to receive it as well. This is just as important. Number three, improved communication. Gratitude can mean better communication all around. By expressing your gratitude to strangers, they'll be more likely to show an interest in helping you. Number four, more effective constructive criticism. No matter how we express constructive criticism, it often makes the recipient defensive or even angry. No one likes a blow to the ego. In this situation, a grateful attitude can take you a long way. You can express criticism quite effectively when you also emphasize what you appreciate about the person. For example, you wouldn't say, "I appreciate you, but you stink at this job." That's still not going to work. Instead, you could frame it as, "I appreciate all the effort you put into this, but it's also important to me that you double check your work before turning it in order to reduce the number of errors." In this situation or scenario, you're still communicating to the person that they tend to have sloppy work and make errors, but you softened it by first stating your appreciation. Number five, preserving memories. You can preserve memories in a positive way when you keep a gratitude journal. You'll be able to enjoy your memories again and again when you read about these happy times in the future. So show your gratitude every day. Showing gratitude to others may seem like a selfless act, but it's something that you also benefit from as well. When you show your gratitude every day, you change the way you think. That is, gratitude has a softening effect. You'll appreciate your good life when the majority of your thoughts remain positive. Negative thoughts can sometimes be overwhelming, and just because you have them doesn't mean you're a bad person. They happen to everyone, but you can strive to keep them to a minimum with the help of a grateful attitude. One way to show your gratitude every day is to remind yourself of the big picture when a negative thought arises. If a petty argument with your spouse makes you feel angry and heated, take a deep breath and think for a moment. Remember that the argument is not permanent, and instead feel grateful for the gift of this relationship. Our days on earth are numbered, and so we must cherish the time that we do have and enjoy the benefits of living each day as if it were our last day. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.